From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. If you listen to On the Mark, you know we are platooning the producers, trying to bring in as many experts as possible during the week to do producing. But Rob Center's always our producer of Sunrise, so we appreciate all of his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, Eric Rao is back. He's actually not a member of the club that's going to put on a car show shortly, but he is a car guy and just really knows a lot of folks that are associated with this and knows how to organize big events. And so Eric Rao, we've talked to him about the Seals Foundation, and he's helping to organize Wheels in the Grove that's coming up in August. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us.
And the Wheels in the Grove is put on by the Sealands Grove Rotary Club, and Tom Gates is a member of Sealands Grove Rotary, a past president. He's had some other titles within there, but just a real good, active member who makes sure that the Sealands Grove Rotary progresses and makes things happen and is working in our community and just staying super relevant around here and donating to lots of projects. So, Tom, thanks for coming back. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
I really do appreciate you both coming in. I've talked to you both about 100 other topics on different days, too, so it's good to see you all back at the microphone. All right, well, let's talk about Wheels on the Grove. This is a Rotary project, so tell us about this car show, August 11th.
August the 11th. This is our, this will be our second year. Last year was the very first year, and we decided, we talked for quite a bit about Rotary having a new project, both to raise money and also to kind of get involved in the community. And this is as we were coming out of the pandemic. So we talked about having decided on a car show and various alternate sites, and finally decided on downtown Sealands Grove. We put the whole thing together. Last year was a huge success. We had over 100 cars last year. We have entertainment in the commons. A band, the Faculty Lounge, is going to be playing this year. We have great restaurants in downtown Sealands Grove. We're going to have a couple of food trucks. So it's altogether, it's a great evening to come out and, you know, enjoy looking at some great cars and, you know, visit with your friends and neighbors.
Well, it's one of the many fabulous summer evenings in Sealands Grove. Music about every other day at one stage or another, and just so much going on in Sealands Grove. Just a great town to live and raise a family and to work over there. Were you surprised at how complicated a car show is?
It's not quite as easy as it seems like it ought to be, but we have really good committee. Eric obviously is one member. Dave Lauer is a co-chair with me. Steve Daigle is on the committee. Mike Flock. So we have a really good committee to put the whole thing together.
Yeah, and I thought I was a good organizer until I worked with Tom, and he doesn't put me to shame, but he takes organizing to another level, and the detail and everything that he had in mind, and then the committee put together, it did turn out to be a wonderful show.
Well, he retired sooner than you, so I think he has practice putting his available time to fantastic use. So, all right, and what is the allure of a car show? This is going to be a fabulous setting for some fabulous cars, but there is a mystique to a car show.
Well, I just think, you know, cars, like a lot of other passions that people have, it just gets in your blood. That's where it stays, and they're always there regardless. You know, if you drive down the road, you look at cars. Cars, just like sports or anything else, it just gets in your blood. Certain makes, certain brands, certain years, sports cars, muscle cars. There's all kind of cars out there, and, you know, as Tom and I, you know, aged, you know, we went through the muscle cars, we went through the sports cars, and it's just something that gets in your blood. And to see all of these cars from all the different ages and types, it's pretty remarkable. It's just something that you'd need as a car guy.
I always think it's a tribute to human ingenuity, too. You know, look what somebody can build, and there's always a guy behind most of these cars, right?
That's right. Some of the things that people can do are, you're right, are absolutely amazing. They could take a nice, you know, good-looking car and do things to it and turn it into something really fantastic. So it's so much fun, you know, to look at what people can do and look at what people have, you know, in stored in their garages and what they take care of. That's what makes going to a car show so much fun, so interesting.
Yeah, I just went down to the car museum a couple of months ago in Hershey just to kill some time. I thought, well, this would be as interesting as anything else in Hershey by myself. I just could not believe it. What a tribute to ingenuity and big thinking. I mean, the Tucker, they have a Tucker display right at the moment, and so those Tucker cars are there, and I'll tell you what, it is just amazing. So, yeah, if you want to see some of these vehicles, Eric, do you still have a car? I know you've been showing at car shows in the past.
Well, I had a 71 Porsche 914, but due to a multitude of reasons, mostly being that it just wasn't fun to drive anymore, I did sell that. So I am without a classic car now, but that doesn't deter me from helping and still having my interest in cars.
All right. Well, I've seen Tom's little red MGA. I have to add the A,
That's correct.
Okay. So, plus, I don't think I've driven it, but I've certainly ridden in it in parades with
yes,
the United
did.
Way.
Yes.
So, and I still don't know how to drive it. That, I guess, will be the next challenge. All right. So, Sealands Grove Rotary Club, second annual Wheels in the Grove, August 11th, and it's in the Commons. So, you really have this sort of idyllic setting.
Well, the music is in the Commons, but the cars are actually parked on Market Street, on both sides of Market Street, probably, 6 to 8 blocks of cars.
Wow.
And, people can just walk right down Market Street.
100-some cars?
What's that?
100-some cars?
Yeah, that's what we had last year, and we're looking to increase that number.
All right, and this is August 11th, but you want to spread the word now so that these car girls and guys, there's a lot of women involved in cars now, they get the word early.
That's right. Need to plan to, come out and, see your friends and neighbors and get your car shined up and be ready to show.
And you say there'll be music and food there. Music associated with the Commons music?
Yes, they'll be playing in the Commons. Faculty Lounge is playing this year. And then we also have food trucks and like I said, some great restaurants in downtown Sealands Grove.
Right. And the Rotary Club uses proceeds. You charge individuals to donate, $20 or so to get in?
$20 is the registration fee. Plus, we have canvas some businesses for sponsorships and to raise money to support, printing and doing those kind of things. And the proceeds go to, we support things, primarily scholarships out of the Sealands Grove High School. But we also, have given money to the Sealands Grove Library, the Sealands Grove Pool, midget football, maintain Rotary Field, and that list goes on and on and on about the kind of things that Rotary supports.
No, yeah, we have a game here we play with the Daily Item. We look for Bob Bertram's picture, Bert's picture in the paper with a check somewhere. I'm just kidding, but he's busy. He's the Rotary president right at the moment.
He does a great job, too.
Well, and you have a good club. Tell me just a couple sentences about the Sealands Grove Rotary. Some Rotaries struggle in some towns, some disappear. I know Sunbury's still active. They're plugging away, but Sealands Grove Rotary is a vibrant club still.
Well, I think it is. One of the things we did several years ago is we changed from an evening meeting to a lunch meeting, and I think that was a big factor in our success. We still certainly could use more members. We can always use more members, but the core of the club is really solid and people that know how to get things done. That's really the key.
All right, and you don't have to necessarily be a resident of that town. You might want to have some sort of connection to the town or the people or the region or the businesses. That kind of helps a little bit.
Right, but that does help. That is helpful.
Wouldn't really be mandatory, per se. All right, well, we're just about out of time, so I'll let you both. I'll start with Eric. Make a pitch for people to consider signing up to show their vehicle August 11th, and we'll make a pitch for folks to just plain attend as we get a little closer.
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity. We know the sweat and the work that these people put into their cars. They're certainly proud of them. It gives them a chance to show those cars off, and it also gives the not only car heads but anybody a great chance, a great opportunity to come down to Sealands Grove, enjoy downtown, enjoy some cars, and just have a wonderful summer evening seeing friends and spending time in the town.
Well, and everybody, literally everybody has a favorite vehicle, so you might see a superlative classic example of some of your favorite vehicles. Somehow I fell in love with the Datsun B210 when I was in high school, and I still look for them at car shows. So actually, they went through this phase where they were only about $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for a normal one, but that was then. Now they're back up. So additional remark about the show, please.
Okay, certainly anybody that's interested in showing a car, you can go to the Sealands Grove Rotary website and get a registration form, or the registration form is also on Facebook. So you can go there and get a registration form. It has all the instructions on how to fill it out and where to send it. We also have sponsorship forms if anybody's interested in that. But if you just want to come and look at cars, like, as Eric said, this is a great opportunity to spend a nice evening in downtown Sealands Grove, visit your friends, and look at some great cars.
Fabulous. Thank you both so much. Tom Gates, a member of Sealands Grove Rotary, a past president, pretty active in the community, retired business person around here. He's been involved in a couple of things. And for folks who've listened over the past decades, his health is 110%. So we even talked about heart health with Tom one time. Eric Rouse back, and not a member of Rotary, but knows a lot about cars, and you just never know, might buy one at the car show one of these days, but he's helping them with organization and so on. Eric, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Come back and talk to us about the Seals Foundation.
We will be back, please, relatively soon. Our golf tournament's coming up.
SealandsGroveRotary.org.